How in the hell did we end up in Peru? And not even the good part, down in Lima where the locals think we're Marines? Jordan asked, shading his eyes from the sun's relentless glare as he peered over the helicopter's console at the wide valley below. It was flanked by high peaks, some of the tallest in the Andes. At 11,000 feet, it was a place none of the locals ever came willingly.
"Is shit,"
Yuri agreed, the Russian's face hidden behind a large pair of aviator glasses and a thick black goatee. The wiry pilot eased the yoke, tilting the copter forward to afford a better view of the scrubby hillsides.
"Should be in jungle. It's pretty there. Birds. I like birds."
Why were they here? The team had been put together with incredible haste, dispatched from a dozen different countries to the Peruvian city of Cajamarca, where they'd been given one day to acclimate to each other. They'd been dispatched here, given four old Boeing AH-64 Apache helicopters, the type that had been mothballed back in the 1980s after serving since the Vietnam War.
"Commander, are you seeing this?"
A female voice cracked over the comm. It was either Savinsky or Jewel, but having just met them, Jordan couldn't readily identify which was speaking. A massive chunk of stone broke loose from the southern face of one of the mountains, plummeting to the valley floor with a crash so loud he could hear it over the rotors.
"Pretty tough to miss,"
Jordan replied, studying the cloud of dust curling skyward. A smaller piece broke loose from a neighboring peak. Boulders began jouncing all over the place, bucking like Mexican jumping beans.
"Carter, this place isn't seismically active, is it?"
"Not even slightly,"
Carter's nasally voice echoed back over the comm.
"We're nowhere near a fault line."
"Holy shit!"
Another voice broke onto the comm. That one was definitely Jewel. A black spike bored out of the earth like the tip of some gigantic drill. It was nearly as large as the peak surrounding it, a jet black pyramid unlike anything he'd ever seen. Jordan's eyes widened as the structure approached.
"Pull up! Pull up!"
Yuri yanked back on the stick, guiding the Apache up and away from the approaching structure. Savinsky wasn't so lucky. Evidently, she'd been distracted or maybe just surprised by the structure's momentum. The pyramid slammed into the Apache, unleashing a fireball of flaming wreckage as it continued its ascent.
"Get clear!"
Jordan roared. The other three copters veered safely away, hovering around the strange pyramid like angry wasps. Up and up it went, until it was towered over their comparatively tiny copters. He turned to Yuri.
"What's our current elevation?"
975 feet above valley floor, Yuri said, jaw still hanging open as he gaped at the pyramid.
"Is taller, so structure 1,100 feet, give or take."
The pyramid finally stopped moving, its jet-black slopes covered in patches of dark soil. Jordan had a million questions. How old was it? Who'd built it? Most troubling, how had their employer known it was going to appear? That they'd been dispatched to such a remote location at the precise moment this thing had appeared was no accident.
"Carter, are you getting any readings from that thing?"
he asked, tightening his sunglasses. The structure seemed to drink in light around it, reflecting none of the midday glare.
"Nothing."
Carter's voice crackled back.
"And when I say nothing, I mean nothing. It's not sending back radar. It just absorbs the ping. It's eating the signal somehow. Never seen anything like it."
Something like a heat shimmer appeared around the structure. At first, Jordan wasn't sure what he was seeing, but eventually his eyes widened. The entire thing was vibrating. The dirt clinging to the side slid off like butter on Teflon, falling away until the structure was as pristine as it was on the day it was built, whenever that was. Great piles accumulated around the base of the structure. They surrounded the entire thing except one place where the dirt was conspicuously absent.
"Carter, check out the center of the western face. What do you make of it?"
"There's definitely something strange there, sir,"
Carter said, a rare note of uncertainty in his voice.
"There's an area in the exact center of the wall that's devoid of debris. If you use magnification, you can see that there are poplar trees scattered all about. But their branches stop at the edge of the clearing as if they were sheared through a really sharp plane. I don't know what to make of it."
"All units, make your approach,"
Prepare for field recon, Jordan ordered, filling his voice with authority and confidence he didn't feel. What the hell had they been sent into?